Power 92 Radio. Andrew Chucker hanging out in the Playhouse today, boys and girls. We have a very special guest calling all the way from, where are you calling from there, Mr. Barry?
Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollywood today?
And they're hot.
How hot is it?
Oh, I haven't even looked at the thermometer, but I walked out in the yard.
We have the one and only Ken Barry. Welcome to Power 92 Radio.
Thank you.
Well, of course, I've been just a huge fan for a lot of years, and as they like to say, hail, hail, rock and roll.
Well, I'm glad to hear that that I have a fan, and I'm glad to hear from Minneapolis. What's the weather like there?
Now, of course, I saw you play here. In fact, I even met you a couple of years ago.
Oh, that was more than a few years ago. The last time I played Minneapolis was in 15 years ago.
Come again?
It was 15 years ago. In Minneapolis.
Well, I tell you, actually, I think it was more like about 5 years ago out at the old Carlton Celibacy Room. And you just had a great show, sold-out crowd. Everybody just loved all the old tunes. What did you get your inspiration from?
Well, actually from motion picture musicals.
Well, you're an excellent dancer.
Thank you.
I always liked that little duck walk you did, you know. You'd kind of get down on your knees there and waddle across the stage.
Thank you.
So, you know, in the Back to the Future movie, they used that song, Johnny Be Good. Do you see any money for them using that in the movie?
Do you think you're talking to Chuck Berry and you're talking to Ken Berry?
Come again?
You think you're talking to Chuck Berry and you're talking to Ken Berry?
Ken Berry?
Yes.
That's you?
Yeah. But if you're talking about a duck walk and you're talking about Johnny B. Good, then you're talking about Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry?
Uh-huh. I've worked with Chuck, but we're not related. And he's black and I'm white. And He's a rock and roll legend. I'm sure you think you're talking to Chuck Berry, right?
It's Ken Berry.
Yeah. Ken Berry. I'm
Maybelline. Sweet Little 16.
Yeah. No, I'm not. I'm not the fellow you think I am. I'm a television actor, and I did a lot of television variety shows. And the last time I worked in Minneapolis was with a touring company. And we opened there, as a matter of fact, and that was 15 years ago.
Power 92, and you check it. Right now, the telephone calling. Where are you calling from there, Mr. Barry?
Los Angeles.
And how are things in Hollywood today?
The same as they were a little while ago. They're just warm.
Well, of course, we all know you as a television actor. I am a big fan. I love you from way back. What you been doing lately?
Well, I just finished doing a long run on a television series called Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
Uh-huh.
Mama's Place.
Mama's Family.
Mama's Family.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I ever caught that one. What was the gist of that show?
Well, it's Vicki Lawrence was the star.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
Now, where do I know that name from?
Well, Vicki, she did a game show for a while. She had that. And then she was 11 years on the Carol Burnett show.
Vicki Lawrence.
Uh-huh.
I recall a Vicki Lawrence that was a singer.
Well, she had one hit record. The Night That the Lights
Went Out.
Lights
Went Out in Georgia.
Yeah, right.
The Nights That the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Yeah.
Was there any truth to that tale of jealousy and revenge?
Oh, I know nothing about that.
Vicki Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can't thank you enough for all the entertainment value you've given us all these years.
Oh, thank you.
The one and only Ken Berry.
It's nice talking to you.
Well, we love you here.
Thank you.
The kids dig you. Ken Berry.
Okay.
Ken Berry.
Have a good day.
Mr. Ken Berry.
Talk to you later.
Thank you again, Ken Berry.
You betcha. Bye.
The one and only Ken Berry. At Power 92.
Home to her. That's the night that the lights went out in Georgia. Oh, oh, oh. That's the night that they haunted the innocent.